We have a pair of tickets to give away sometime between now and noon to the PowerShares Tennis Series. Stay tuned for that. But right now, it's Tech Tuesday. And here from CNET is Bridget Carey. Hello, Bridget.
Hey, good to talk to you.
Hey, quick question before we get started. I have an update on my EOS, as Bill calls it. The iOS system.
I actually met someone who actually thought it was EOS. But
oh, aside really? From Bill?
Just I thought it was just me. Good.
You're not that original.
There's safety in numbers, Wendy.
All right, so is it? What does this include? Should we do it? Because I never know when to do it.
Well, I haven't heard any news about it being bad this time around. But small updates that aren't the big software push. These like small incremental ones are typically about security, so it is good to do. This isn't something that's going to give you a new feature. It's going to be about patching holes. So that is always good in an age where hackers are trying to get you at every turn and trick you. So yeah,
all right, I'm installing now. No one call me because my phone is busy.
That's fair.
Amazon Echo, now it's pretty exciting. My son Dylan, my youngest, wouldn't get out of bed. He has an Amazon Echo, so I went into his room and I said, play WGN Radio, and we have it hooked up. So WGN Radio, Steve Cochran came blasting on, and Dylan woke up and said, turn that off.
Yeah, that's nice.
But now what's going on with Amazon Echo?
Well, they have a lot of different versions of that smart speaker, and they just made a fifth one they announced today called The Show. It has a 7-inch touchscreen on it, although it's not really about touching because you're still going to use your voice to, like, command things. It's just more about having a screen there if you want to get your news of the day with a video or play a YouTube video to learn how to cook something while you're in the kitchen. Or the biggest feature, I think, is the fact that now you can use it as an intercom for video chatting. You can video call someone else that has an Echo or uses the Amazon Alexa app on their phone. So it's pretty much from Amazon user to Amazon user as a free calling service. Or you can even tie it in with, let's say you got some smart home security cameras in your house, and a lot of smart home gadgets do work with Amazon's products. You hook it up, and suddenly you can see, it's a monitor for those cameras. Like if you have a camera in your baby room, and it becomes a baby monitor. So there's a lot of applications here. But it is shipping next month, and it's $230.
That doesn't seem outrageous for all the things you just mentioned. Now, the key to all this
stuff. But it also seems a lot like an iPad.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
But so it's more like, here Amazon is really showing you the power of voice and the fact that everyone likes these Echoes, So you could have maybe tried to do this with an Apple product before, but this is maybe a little more functional for some people.
Bridget, the key to this, though, is that you have to have an Echo and the person you're conversing with also has to have one. Will at some point it be compatible with all devices, or are they just going to keep it in-house like that?
Well, you could talk to someone who has an app on their phone. So there's your little window.
Oh.
They could do it that way.
Oh.
But yeah, I think at start it's going to be just from like Echo device to Echo device. But Amazon has its own app that they could tie into this.
Why do we need people anymore? I mean, this
people
whole
are
world,
obsolete.
I know.
Wendy. They're done.
It's like we're never going to have to leave our house ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know that I like the way things are going. I do like, Bridget wants to talk about this new vending machine, which intrigues me. Talk about that.
Well, something I just came back from checking out this morning. So there's a company out there who is making a vending machine that can dispense age-restricted items like cannabis and alcohol. And what they're doing is they're talking to casinos, they're talking to stadiums, they're talking to dispensaries in states that, sell cannabis. And they're trying to treat this as something where if you pre-register with an account and scan your finger, not with a fingerprint, but it actually goes deeper than that. It can scan the veins in your finger so that way you can't fake
it. They're taking over, man. Robots are taking over.
Yeah. This is something where, you don't want to stand in line at the stadium, that long beer line. You go all the time. You're registered. You could just walk up and get your bud, and it can track Bill bought 5 already. Maybe you're cut off and
no.
You can't buy any more. So there's security aspects.
I like it.
That. I think when you hear oh my gosh, a vending machine for weed, you kind of take a step back. But the way they see it is, we're going to a time where the technology is there to protect and verify, you know, who you are to get that 21 and over item, because, you know, it's the more techie version of having the cigarette machine back in the day, you know.
I got to say one thing about the weed. Obviously, it would be in just the states where recreational use is legal, and pretty soon all states may make that happen. But to me, it's something you could trust more than some dude you met in the bathroom, you know?
Because but maybe they'll shape it like a shady drug dealer to make people more used to it, Wendy.
The machine itself?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I mean? Because this company is going to claim responsibility. I feel like it's more trustworthy than getting it from some guy in the parking lot.
Right.
And let's say also you're at an apartment complex or a college campus, and we're not talking about weed, we're talking about like just pharmaceutical items that like Claritin D with the decongestant. You gotta show your ID. You know, what if you just want to get something, but you know you're 21, you want to, you know, prove yourself, and you know there are different aspects that they're looking into. But right now, what they're really talking to is the casinos. You can even buy maybe casino chips with it, or you know, alcohol without having to wait in line. So I think that. And the dispensaries are going to be the first places you see it.
Maybe they'll have a friendly name attached to it, like Scott's Weed and Feed. Then would you use it?
When I was there, they had a selection for Cheech's Choice.
Choice. From Cheech Marin? From Cheech and Chong?
Yes.
He's involved?
It's real, yes.
Wow.
Yes, it's real. Yeah.
And also, you know, it's funny because I still get carded once in a while, and I always feel like the person's just trying to make me feel good.
Sure.
I don't know why, but it's like they have to scan your license now. So in the old days when you had a fake ID, it was easy. They would just look at it and go, let me do my math. Okay, fine. Now they have to actually insert it. So that's what could be used in this machine as well to get your age.
Well, I gotta say the downside of this is that they still have to have a person there to verify your identity and sign you up once. So there's that inconvenience once, but then how are they gonna, you know, man that all the time? So there's gonna be someone who still has to be there to kind of sign you up in the beginning. And two, hacking. I mean, sure, any kid can go into a liquor store and steal something, I guess. You could always, there's always that option. But, I mean, this thing is connected to the internet. Everything's hackable. So I'm sure someone, if it's not being manned, is going to, like, stick their laptop on the back of this and try to hook it up and see what they can do to take advantage of that. You know, although they say that they do what they can for, you know, protecting for security. But your information and what you bought, how many beers you had, how many, you know, whatever you want to think, that's stored somewhere in the cloud. And I kept asking about, are people going to get kind of weirded out by that? And he's like, well, we're at a place where, you know, people are kind of used to having their information, you know, kind of out there, and not that they want to, you know, have it hacked, but
this is why they call it the cloud. I just figured it out. I couldn't figure it out till now. If they're selling marijuana in a vending machine, you know they're selling ho-hos and ding-dongs and cupcakes in that same machine. They'll make $1 million with this.
There you go. A good combo.
And it would be great, you know, like sometimes at the Blackhawks game, it would be nice if I could just give my kids my license and go, just go to the machine, swipe it, and bring me back a couple of beers.
Yikes.
So that's how people could get, you know, you could give someone your ID, and someone underage could do it. So I guess there are still some problems. What's going on in Disney World that Bill's so excited about?
Okay, well, I got back from a trip where I got to see a sneak peek of this new land they're building. They have four theme parks in Orlando. One of them is Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
And they expanded like 12 acres to have a whole mini land based on that movie from 8 years ago, James Cameron's Avatar.
Sure.
You know, the one with the blue people aliens.
Yeah.
And it's very nature-oriented. Well, they made a deal, you know, in 2011 with James Cameron, and it's finally about to open later this month. I never cared about the movie when it came out, and after going with a tour, the people who made it, the layers and layers of detail. When you're in there, you only see their jaw-dropping landscape. They made floating mountains, well, the illusion, you know, of floating mountains and, like, amazing waterfalls and fake plants that look real and that glows at night. And then there's rides that have the most advanced animatronics. We're talking eyes blinking, mouths moving while they sing, flowing, almost to the point of, like, I can't believe this is a robot. And then they have this thrill ride where you ride one of their dragon things. They call it a banshee. And the level of storytelling while you wait in line, you like see those blue, you know, avatar aliens, like, you know, in the tube moving. You're like taken through these levels of, like, small. It's just when I walked with them, I guess I was taken aback by, it wasn't that just that they were making it like, oh, you're on their land. It's that everything was hand woven because that's what they would do. There were no signs because they don't write in signs. They have totems. There was in the lab, there's a tiny experiment going on in the corner about how to restore the land from how all the damage the humans did in the movie. So it's like they spent 6 years building this thing with such detail and focus on conservation that you don't need to know the movie to go in there and appreciate that. I was just taken to an alien world. And there's a new language being spoken by all the employees, and there's new cool alien food to have that's, you know, looking funky but tasting delicious. If you add all these things up, you're a nerd who can totally get lost in the fantasy, you know, even if you didn't care about the movie, which I didn't, and now suddenly I want to buy all the merchandise.
That's excellent. And this opens at the end of this month, right, at the end of May?
Yeah, on the 27th. So, you know, if you love the movie, they're going to make four more of them. I think the next one's coming out in 2020. But that said, Disney just did what it does best, detail and make you the star of your own adventure, regardless of whatever you know about it to begin with.
It sounds pretty cool,
sounds
I have
really
to admit.
Cool. And you can see the lines from where we're sitting right now, Bridget. People are standing in line to get in.
It's going to be like that, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for the update. CNET senior editor Bridget Carey is her name, and this is a Tech Tuesday. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Bye, Bridget. Thanks. We'll take a quick break. We have news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.